We usually don't have an audience when we do this, but that's okay. Nothing like awkward silence, right? So fine. I know. You guys are doing great. I'm a teacher and I'm not used to that. It's usually like, clap if you can hear me twice. Thank you. But yes, as Trish so graciously said, I'm Beth.
And I'm Morgan.
And this year we started a little thing. From an encounter that we had with Jesus, and we just felt like we wanted to share it, and so that was our goal. Sorry. A little bit about us. We are from Word of Deliverance. This is our home church. I'm the worship leader here.
Yeah, and I'm a youth leader and the dance leader here.
Yeah, and we just love this house. I think I'm Pastor Lisa's daughter, but even if I wasn't family, this would be a place that I would want to be connected with. There's so much love and support and encouragement, especially for the next generation. And so when we were trying to think of what we wanted to talk about after we were asked and tried to get out of it, we wanted something to share with you that was really from God and not something that was just kind of thrown together that you guys have probably heard, you know, your teens, and there's kind of a general syllabus that, you know, counselors hit and preachers hit. And honestly, it was like last week when we felt like we really heard from the Lord what we wanted to talk about. And so we, Morgan titled this message, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And so we wanted to just talk about confidence today. And as teens, and as a teen myself, you know, when I was your age, confidence was something that I struggled with. We get fearful, and it's hard to pursue things that we want or that God wants for our life sometimes when we aren't confident in who he is. So in thinking about confidence, confidence is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. Being confident in God, in your relationship, is really important, and that helps grow your faith, I think. And it helps you kind of draw closer to the Lord, especially when you're a teen and you feel like you're alone, or, you know, you're trying to navigate those feelings maybe that you haven't experienced before, you know. Having a true relationship and a confidence in Christ is going to help get you through those things.
And then we also define confident because they are different. Confident is the feeling or showing confidence in oneself or being self-assured. So I thought it was cool because I feel like to be confident, you first need to establish confidence. And I think sometimes that's just a lot easier when you can find someone or the Lord to, or both, to rely on to help you with that confidence of yourself. Because I think as a teen and as an adult, confidence is hard because we don't think we're good at a lot of things. And the things that we're good at, I feel like it's easy to pick yourself apart in areas where you feel weakest or if someone's commented on them before, because you're going to remember that stuff. And so I think it's important to not only establish your, to be confident in yourself, but also establish a community of people that can help you establish confidence first. The other thing we kind of thought was cool was finding yourself a confidant. Again, all very similar, but a confidant is a person with whom one shares a secret or a private matter, and they trust them to keep their word. So even if it's one person, finding yourself a confidant to establish confidence, and then you can be confident, I think, is the key. So find that in the Lord, find that in friends, find that in your church community, and I think you could just set yourself up for a good start, because we're all a work in progress.
Yes.
Of being more confident, and that's something that the Lord's really been dealing with Beth and I, of just stepping out of our box, stepping out of our comfort zone a little bit, because this isn't comfortable for us.
Can you see the hives? No.
Because we do things in other areas, but I think that in order to get better at it, you have to do it.
And God will give you the confidence.
Yeah.
When you learn to step out in those things that he has put in front of you, or those opportunities, sometimes they don't feel like opportunities, but when you begin to walk in that, then God gives you that confidence, and that you know, builds up your confidence in your faith for you to do more and more, all that he has for you to do.
Yes. So we're going to read a scripture to you guys, Psalms 27. We didn't give it to the back because there was no one here at the time. But
yeah, that's
it's okay. We're going to read Psalms 27 and go from there.
Yeah, and King David wrote this, so keep that in mind. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. Oh, you have been my help. Cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." Those last two verses really stuck out to me, especially the wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Waiting is hard. In every arena in your life, being a kid and waiting is hard. Being a teen, waiting is hard. Being an adult, waiting is hard, right? So we need to find some things in the waiting that can help us through those situations.
And I think, too, waiting we look at as a word that's stagnant or
immobile.
Yeah, like demonstrating that stagnancy. But waiting is a verb. I think there's a lot of things that you can do while you wait. I think there's a lot of things you can do that is waiting. And again, like we already talked about, just establishing that community of friends and people around you to help you wait and wait with you. Because again, waiting or anything that seems negative can be negative if you allow it. But there are going to be things that you can do to help yourself in those times. We've talked about this before in one of our episodes. Actually, ironically, our waiting episode's still waiting because it never processed.
It never uploaded.
It's in the vault. but we just talked about, you know, some things and tips that you can do while you're waiting. You know, again, find friends. You can worship. Just focus on the Lord. But don't just sit still, because there's plenty of things that you can do in the waiting to make it a less negative place to be.
Yeah, definitely spend time with the Lord in the Word. Reading your Bible. I know that's, you hear that all the time, but it's so important to have that in your heart, because when you get into situations where you don't know what to do, those scriptures and what you've, you know, what you're going to hear this week will pop back into your mind, and you'll think, oh, you know, maybe you weren't really focused on that, but that is, those are those seeds that are being planted.
Yep. Coming out of that scripture, we we're trying to think of things that were kind of relatable to teens and adults alike, that are some things that are real life stuff, that's difficult stuff, because that's just life, right? People think that when you're a Christian and you walk with God that your life is perfect, and or it's just a stigma that nothing ever goes wrong, but the fact of the matter is God's there with you. He didn't say he would remove those things. So some things we thought about to list that are some things that can tear down our confidence is trauma that you've had or experienced in your life, excessive worry and anxiety, negative self or even peer talk, perfectionism, striving to be the best at all times, and trying to live up to a standard that someone created for you or you created for yourself, social pressure and the fear of not fitting in, and personal and mental and physical challenges. I think those are all things that are related. Obviously, the list could go on forever, and they're personal to everyone. But those are just some things that I think are, we thought were relevant in this day and age, and things that have been relevant to ourselves.
Right. But the good news is that God has a solution for all of those things.
Yeah.
You know, for trauma, he gives us joy. For worry, he gives us peace. You know, God is the solution to all of our problems. So we can go to him with the little things. We can go to him with the big things. And it doesn't stress him out. He's not concerned or, you know, like, oh, my word, what are we going to do? When he put you on this planet, he already predestined you with a purpose.
Yeah.
And how you get there is your choice.
Yeah.
But there is a plan for your life. You are here for a purpose. And so some of the things that we can do to build our confidence, having strong relationships. I hope you guys are open and willing to make new friendships this week, because some of the people that you will meet here will be lifelong friends. Second thing, take care of your physical, mental, and spiritual self. I think sometimes as Christians, we only really want to focus on that spiritual part, but your mental health and your physical health are all part of that temple of the Lord. And so it's really important that you take care of that temple, because we're only on planet Earth for so long. And it is important. Challenge yourself. If you do something and you fail at it, don't give up. In an age where things are instant gratification, I think a lot of people have a hard time maybe with a walk with the Lord, because it's not, you're saved and everything's good from then on. You know, it's still a work in progress. There are going to be ebbs and flows. And again, how you choose to deal with those things are going to make a difference and an impact on you. The more that you learn to deal with those traumas or those things that tear down your confidence, the better you're going to be at it the next time that that happens, or to help someone else, because part of building your confidence too is learning how to be a servant.
Yeah.
And learning how to serve others, not just yourself. We have a real selfie mindset. I forget his name. David Hughes did a sermon one time, and he titled it Getting Out of Selfie Mode, and it's something that has stuck with me for a long time. So being able to serve, and the feeling you get, you know, it's better to give than to receive, you'll find yourself wanting to be more of a servant. Oh, where are we?
I'll look for ways to improve. I think, again, spiritually, mentally, physically, all those things, because we're always a work in progress. There's always work that can be done. But then on top of that, learn from unexpected outcomes instead of dwelling on the why if it's not working out like you think it should. Again, that's a tough one. We all have to work on that a little bit. But just, again, trying to find those connections and leaning on God to get you through that. And when you get on the other side, you'll look back and be like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that's why it took me this way around, or it took me longer to get here.
Yeah. We were looking for some scriptures on confidence, and there are tons. I can tell you there are tons in the Bible.
Yeah.
So instead of reading all of those scriptures out loud to you, I thought it would be a good idea. We're going to hand some of these out. But these are little bookmarks that have scriptures with things about confidence. So if you're feeling down, or maybe one of your friends is feeling down and you don't know what to say, These are scriptures that can help you.
Just a good little reminder to have.
Yeah. And I'll just read a few of those while they're handing those out. One of our favorite ones was Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it out or carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Let's see, which other ones? This is a good one.
Okay, and then Hebrews 4:16, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
And Isaiah 32:17 says, the fruit of that righteousness will be peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever.
You want to read one more?
Yeah.
Again, there's a lot. We'll read one more. Jeremiah 17, verse 7, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him.
Yeah. So when you need a little pick-me-up, just put this in your Bible or keep it close to your bedside table. Okay. All right. So some confident people that we thought about in the Bible. The first one was Abraham. Abraham was asked by God to give his son as a sacrifice. And so Abraham trusted God to provide a sacrifice, even if it was his own son. If you haven't heard that story, the Lord did provide a sacrifice for Abraham, and it was a ram in the thicket. But I can't imagine being, you know, asked to do that by God. And so that's a real picture of confidence there for me. Then Moses. Moses had some physical limitations, if you didn't know. He was raised by the enemy, but he had the heart of a Hebrew the whole time and ended up delivering a whole nation of people. Deborah was a woman. She was also a judge. In a time when women did not have a voice, especially in the church, and she was a very powerful woman. Gideon went to battle with an enemy he knew for a fact he could not defeat in his own right, and the Lord was with them, and he defeated the Midianites. Rahab, a woman whose worth seemed marred by society, and yet she is in the lineage of Christ. Peter was kind of temperamental and kind of a hothead and denied Christ, and yet Christ broke bread with him before that even happened. And David, he was a young boy who became king, who seemed to be the least in his father's house, even when the prophet came to anoint his head, or to anoint a king, his own father, out of all of the sons, gathered all of the sons up except David, and to let the prophet anoint him. And when the prophet said, do you have any other sons? Then that's when they called David in, and he was anointed king. And then he went back to keeping sheep.
Yeah. And there's a few people in the Bible, because we think of, like, David, and we think of Gideon and Deborah, of all those people of being having that connotation of being confident or successful or all those kind of things. But then when Beth shared that with me, I was kind of like, well, I feel like there was some people in there, too, that didn't have a good reputation. Because, again, I think it's more, we are just focusing on confidence, but there's a lot of other things that we call ourselves that we're not. We didn't name ourselves that.
Those labels.
Yeah, and sometimes we let other people put those labels on us. So I thought of Peter because he gets the reputation of being the denier, but he was actually Peter the accepted. The whole time, Jesus knew he was going to deny him 3 times, and he still accepted him. Judas, he was known as the betrayer and betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And even in Matthew chapter 26, verses 50, he literally looks at him and says, come what you came to do here, friend. Like, he knew he was going to betray him and still died for him. So Judas was looked at as a betrayer, but he was actually Judas the beloved the whole time. And then I think, too, the paralyzed man is a cool one to look at because, yes, he was physically limited by paralyzation at the time. But when it's God's timing, he will make things right. And so this guy, when his whole life being called the paralyzed man, when his destiny the whole time was to be the healed man. And again, it takes those friends, it takes people to lead you to the right place for Jesus to do the right thing at the right time. Because everything that is from the Spirit is in a due season. And so I think we let things that are in the natural distract us a lot of times from things that are available in the Spirit. And I think that those are just some good examples of people who didn't always look the best, but deep down they were worthy and they were destined and accepted the whole time. So you can't let your past or yesterday define who you actually are in Christ.
Yeah. And so we thought about how we were going to tie it all together with the theme this year, you know. And my mom talks a lot about armor bearers. And armor bearers are warriors attendants who carry weapons in battle, such as their spear and their shield, and kings would choose them based on their bravery and stand by them in dangerous situations.
We just wrote down a couple of duties of an armor bearer. They must provide strength for their confidant or for their friend. They must have respect for them and understand their personality. And they must instinctively understand their leader or confidant's or friend's thoughts. And the cool thing about armor bearers is you get to choose. And I think that's extremely important because we have the right to choose who has our back. Your friends are important. Who surround you is important. And you have to know that they have your back at all times because that's what they're there for.
Yeah, and people who are like-minded in Christ who can be there and help support you and vice versa. You know, we are a community. We are the body of Christ. If one is hurting, we're all hurting. And so it's important to serve those people in that, you know, that capacity.
Yeah. And then in addition to being armor bearers for each other, we should be armor bearers and allow Jesus to be our armor bearer as well. Just to be able to respect the authority that Jesus has over our lives and just trust that. It's hard sometimes, but just trust that what God is doing in our lives is what's best. To take on his strength and use it for good, try to think Jesus-minded so that we become intertwined with him so that we can understand his thoughts and plans that he has for us, even if it doesn't look like what we think it should look like right now, because it's temporary. Every situation you are in is temporary.
And when you go into those situations where you're not feeling confident, you don't always have to feel confident in yourself. Put your confidence in the Lord, and he will see you through it.
Yeah.
The more time you spend with him, the more importance you put on that relationship, the more peace, the more joy that you're going to have throughout your life.
And the more you get to know him, the more you become like him. And obviously that should be the goal. It's kind of like a person. The more time you spend with them, you start talking like them, acting like them. And that's what we that's what we should do with Jesus as well, because ultimately, you know, his DNA is our DNA. And the closer we get together, the more we're like him in the earth. People say this all the time, but sometimes you're the only Bible or any church that people are going to come in contact with. So it's important how you carry yourself. It's important how you pastor always says your speech should betray you. There should be something different about you that people are drawn to. And want to know more.
Yeah, and speak life when there isn't. I think that's really important. You know, when you are in a situation or times when you need that support, you can always call out to God and he will meet you there.
Yeah. So I think that was mostly our heart to share today.
Yeah.
Just how to be confident, how to allow the Lord to strengthen you and be confident, and just be aware of what how you're talking to yourself and what labels you're allowing others to put on you, because that's not what defines you.
Yeah.
We've just been very lucky over the last year to grow a lot closer and to find a confidant in each other.
Yeah.
And
your relationship with the Lord should be fun.
Yeah.
When you become a Christian, it's not the end of your social life, or, you know, you're just warm in pews till one glad morning, but it should be fun. We should be able to do these kind of things in church and, live a happy life, your best life.
Yeah.
Jeremy talked about it last night about his own testimony. You can have that testimony too, if you want. You don't have to go through all the things. You know, that's a choice that you get to make. And so I encourage you to choose joy, choose happiness, and find a friend. We've had so much fun. Yeah. We started with a Facebook page, just doing some kind of funny things and kind of sharing our hearts.
The world just needs more happy.
Yeah.
It needs more
we
joy.
Think so. And we think we're pretty cool.
Pretty cool people.
And then we found out we kind of had a lot more to say. And that was not working on the platforms that we were trying to upload. And so we decided to start a podcast. And it's been a really fun experience. And so we're going to put some little cards back on the back table that has a little QR code. If you want to listen to our podcast on Spotify, it has all our socials on it. So, oh, fancy.
Scan the wall.
Yeah. If you're not a Spotify user, you can sign up for free. If you are, you just look under the podcast.
I'm trying to get it on Apple too, but I have some IT things to work out.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're using what's in our hands. We don't have a team or anything like that.
And full-time jobs and families.
And full-time jobs and families.
Yeah, we're just having fun. But yeah, and we just also wanted to let you guys know that you can reach out to us at any time. Because we're here to be your confidants as well. Might be a little older than you, but we were your age one time. So we're always here for questions, prayer.
Yep, if you need to meet up just, this week.
Yeah, a listening ear. So.
And I'm sure, I don't want to, you know, put out any of the other counselors, but that's what they're here for too. We're here to offer, you know, the wisdom that we have and knowledge and things like that. We're here to support you. Yep. And see what God has in store for you. So please, please, please reach out to somebody if you need something. And we always end our podcast with
peace and Jesus, y'all.